This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, today's program will focus on the dairy industry. On October 1st, Prairie Farms Dairy implemented a supply management program for their farmer members. Dave Ruper, a dairy farmer from Nokomis, who also serves as treasurer for the Prairie Farms Board of Directors, says the program was created to help maintain a fair market price for milk. Dave said the co-op has recently spent millions of dollars relocating excess milk, and the supply management program was created to help avoid that situation in the future.
This is something that's been in the works for quite a while because we've had an overproduction of milk. And if you have milk is a little bit different than some of the other agricultural commodities, and the fact that we can't put milk out on the ground, put a tarp over it, or leave it in the bin for a couple of years if we need to. We have to move it every day, and so there's limited means of storing milk products. Cheese is the main one, and there has been a lot of movement into new cheese factories and so forth, but eventually the cheese has to be sold also. So it's something, and it's not just United States, it's basically worldwide. One of the things that started driving this was a few years ago, the European Union decided to deregulate their quota system, and as they say, timing is everything. And this case, it happened to be bad timing because we happened to have a few months of high milk production before that, and so the European farmers were gearing up for big expansions. So when deregulation came in, they'd be ready to go, and of course that flooded the market and the prices have went down ever since. And of course New Zealand and Australia are large milk producers, and they're pretty well a climate controlled production because they have a lot of grassland, plus the fact that New Zealand has to export about 90% of their milk because of limited population. So there's many factors that went into this overproduction, plus in the United States that what we call the larger producers have expanded greatly, even though the number of producers have gone down by quite a bit. They are the smaller producer, the older producer that have anyone to take over and so forth. So we, as Prairie Farms, have been looking at this problem for quite a while. And one of the things we did to try to help with our milk supply was we're not taking on any new members. And we, in April, finalized a purchase of Swiss Valley Co-op, which is very north tier of Illinois, a lot of Iowa, a little bit of Minnesota and Wisconsin, because they were in the cheese business. And Prairie Farms has never been in the cheese business. We've always been a fluid, what we call a fluid market, which is mainly milk, cottage cheese, and dips. So this gave us a chance to help balance and move our milk around so we didn't have to try to haul it off at a lower price to cheese markets in the area, which there is very few. So we can now, gives us a little more flexibility where we can move some excess milk maybe up to the cheese plants, or if they have excess and we need it. Say right now we're bringing some milk from up there into Carlinville because Carlinville does a lot of school milk, and so we need more milk during the school year. So there's a lot of things that went into this, and we've been studying it. We come up with a plan that we call a supply management program, and we took the highest four consecutive months of milk production on each farm and called that a base, and whatever the going price is that we normally pay, you will receive that just like has been. If you produce a little more than that, then you're going to have to help pay for what we call the marketing charge or the expense to move that milk either to out of plants, other plants, or other cheese factories, if we can even get rid of it, because there is a tremendous cost. Like this year, the first 11 months in our fiscal year, we spent about $9.5 million just moving milk around because of excess milk. But we've been fortunate here that we haven't had to dump milk, and Prairie Farms has never what we call a reblend, taking milk or dollars out of the base price away from the farmer to help pay for this. We've always absorbed it as a business. Most of the co-ops have reblend, and we've been hearing all the way from $3 to $4 to $5 a hundred less because they call it a marketing charge. So we think we're certainly treating all our producers as fairly as possible, and yet keeping the business side of it to where we have excess. Since we are farmer-owned, the farmer has to share a little bit of the profit and a little bit of sometimes getting rid of the milk.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes perfect sense, because when you're running a business, you have both profits and losses. What's the overall attitude talking with your farmer members and the other board members? Obviously, no one likes to hear about losing money, but it's a reality. So what are other farmers' thoughts about this program?
It's like most programs. There's always a mixture. Probably the ones that express a discomfort with this is the ones that are trying to expand. They feel like maybe that's, you know, cutting back. But if they expand and we can't get rid of the milk or get a fair price for the milk, what have we really gained? Most of the Prairie Farms producers are in that what we'd call the smaller range, anywhere from 50 to 300 cow farms. And most of them seem to have a real good understanding of what's going on, and many of them applauded us for coming up with something like this. We're not cutting expansion. You can go ahead and expand. It's just that if you go over that base, you're going to get a little bit less for that milk, not the first base milk, but any milk over the base, you're going to get a little deduct to handle the marketing charge or hauling charge, basically. So it's been, for the most part, it's been favorable.
All right. Do you think this program is going to remain in place, or if you'd see a change with the milk market or a change in supply, this is something that could be altered in the future, or what are your thoughts about that?
Yes, we spent a lot of time talking about that, and it began October 1st. And it'll be reviewed every 3 months, and we have the greatest hope that we can either eliminate it or we can raise the base by a few percentages of what it is right now before you get into a marketing charge. So it definitely is not permanent. We're hoping that things work out to where we can go back to the free market system, basically. And it will not affect the producers permanently as we see it today, anyway.
Dave, any comments about where the milk market is right now with price and supply and demand and all of that stuff? What I have heard is that it's been down for a while. Your comments about that?
Yeah, it's, it's just getting close to 3 years in a row now that it's been basically in that $15-$16 base price from the federal order, and all indications, like the U of I and the Farm Bureau Farm Management's projection, it takes about almost $19 a hundred to break even. So it's really been a tough time for producers, and we're starting to see it. We're starting to see herds sell out, or try to, but there isn't a market for cattle either when you have too much milk. So it's a struggle right now, and hopefully it'll get turned around. Earlier this year, they had reports out that maybe it was going to get better this fall, but it hasn't worked out. Production didn't go down as much as they thought. There is some talk that it might get better because we've had weather-related situations in Wisconsin and New York and across there with the late spring and everything on feed supply. But over the last couple of years, that area has dumped a tremendous amount of milk. And so it don't look like much improvement for a while anyway.
Well, as I say so often when I talk to farmers and people in the ag industry about any of the markets, we'll just wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Dave, when I usually visit with you, it's in June for Dairy Month, and I visited with some of your family members earlier this summer. Now, as we are in October and in the fall months, how are things going on your operation?
Oh, we're getting along pretty good. We've got most of the beans harvested. We've got about 50 acres of corn left to put in the for feed, so we're getting along real well. We need a rain. We've sowed some alfalfa in August and hasn't had any rain on it, so that part we'd like to change a little bit.
Dave Rupert, Prairie Farms board member and farmer from Nokomis. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.